This next guy, I think, was homeless. He was an artist, and he gave me some of the most confusing answers I've ever heard in my life. Like, I couldn't even piece together what he was really trying to say. He was also kind of a mumbler, so you're going to have to pay special attention to this. But I became so fascinated with him because he was sketching, and his sketches were really good. But they were very confusing. It's almost like they sent you into insanity just looking at the sketches.
Maybe he has a genius then.
Yeah, a lot of geniuses were insane. So this is Adam, the artist. Now, at any point, if you guys have any questions about his answers, we can stop this and discuss. Because I think that there's a whole discussion club we could start based on Adam, the artist.
Can I ask you a question for sports radio? Notice that you're an artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you ever do any sports artistry?
Nah. Nah, I don't. Nah.
What's your name?
My name's Adam.
Adam? Did you grow up here?
Actually, I grew up in Seminole, Texas.
In where?
Seminole, Texas.
What brought you to San Antonio?
An assignment from a constable.
Wait, hold on.
An assignment?
An assignment from a constable.
So, some kind of probationary assignment?
I don't know. Just an assignment from a constable. That was a big question mark.
Very weird.
Hey, where's Seminole?
Seminole.
Oh, okay. Like Seminole. I thought they exported some sort of fluid or something like that.
I'm a constable, so I'm here doing some research on transpersonal psychology. Very sanatorium subject.
Doing some research in what?
Sanatorium subject.
San Antonio subject?
Sanatorium. It's a metal strap-down bed for mental people, skull crossbones, mental ill people.
Right.
And it's a... It's an unestablished subject, being the prison was never finished. That's all.
What? It's an established subject?
It's an unestablished subject, being that the prison is never finished. Okay, now. Now tell me you're not already swimming. All right, your head has to be spinning around here. Because
a constable sent him.
A constable sent him to do a study on sanatorium beds, the metal beds. They strap down, and it's an unestablished subject because the prison was never finished.
God,
it's an unestablished subject, being the prison was never finished. That's all it is.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah. I think I see.
Yeah.
Not sure. So you're doing research on the bed that they use that they've strapped down people down into?
Well, actually, it's a doctor mentor subject that. Some words weren't supposed to be in existence, being the NAMI book was never finished. Light rays coming out of the computer.
Being that the what book was never finished?
I think he said the anatomy book was never finished, light rays coming out of the computer.
Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, man.
See, I saw you talking to this guy, and you didn't make any sort of gesture like he was. I thought you were relating to everything he said. I thought you were totally getting what he said.
I was having to strain to hear him, first of all, and the stuff he was saying, I was like, I didn't want to react too heavily, like shock, because I didn't know if he had, like, superpowers or something, and he was about to strike me down, because he was talking way over my head.
Some words weren't supposed to be in existence, being the NAMI book was never finished, light rays coming out of the computer, the sketching of light.
Light rays coming out of a computer?
Yeah, yeah. Being the anatomy of the female was never established.
Of the female?
That's the next album I put out.
The anatomy of the female was never established? What? What does that mean? Have you guys ever had that opinion, first of all, that the anatomy of the female has never been established?
No. The way he's jumping around is amazing. He goes from light rays coming out of the computer to the anatomy of the female that hasn't been established. It's just...
In the metal bed earlier because the prisons weren't finished.
There's a common link here. A lot of things have not been finished.
Yeah, that's right.
The prison or the female anatomy.
And I will tell you this. This is a little bit of a preview that you're about to hear in a moment. Giorgio, if you were to ask your grandfather or your passed on father one question, if you could go back and ask him one question, I think it's going to be the same question that artist Adam wants to ask his grandfather.
Okay.
Just to let you know.
anatomy of the female was never established, you know, as an FPB quoted subject.
What is an FPB quoted subject?
I don't know. FBP?
I think he said FBP. Maybe he said FTP, a file transfer protocol. I don't know. I don't know.
Not established.
Adam, did you say that the female anatomy has never been established?
Yeah. Yeah, from the upper torso to the neck, which is information I don't have now, but I used to have it anyhow, and I'm proceeding with the subject, you know, sketching light, getting to the sketching of light, you know.
Now, you got the camouflage jacket, and you got a boot on your leg. Did you hurt yourself, or is this footwear?
It's footwear. You know, sometimes you find what you never expected, and that's all it is.
Now, you're working on a sketch now. What is this sketch that you're wearing that's sitting cradled on your lap as you're wearing a Bad Religion t-shirt? I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Yeah, it's a memory of my grandfather. You know, he's already passed away.
Indeed.
And it's just, you know, I'm trying to get answers, you know, from it.
If you had to choose one thing, one question to get answered, what would it be?
Why Jesus was a bad man.
Whoa, sorry. Don't ever ask your grandfather that.
So you're saying if your dead grandfather appeared to you in a vision, the skies opened up and he descended into your beautiful living room, Giorgio, and said, I'll grant you one answer.
It wouldn't be that.
Are you sure that that's not what you would ask?
I'm positive.
That's not the first thing.
No.
How far down on your list of questions is that?
I wouldn't get to it.
What's that?
Why Jesus was a bad man. Why he was a bad person. Why Jesus was a bad person.
Why do you think he was a bad person?
People belong in the dark. People think better in the dark.
Oh my.
You saying that Jesus brought too much illumination to the world?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I began to get the feeling like I was talking to myself 20 years from now or something crazy. Yeah. There's some Twilight Zone-y thing here.
What about your thoughts on God, Adam? Do you have any theories? Any?
Science, everything is probably what created Christian Sabbath. Starting as a controversy conversation in the 1700s.
And the maddening drone of trucks going on in the background.
The Sabbath was started from...
It was a controversy conversation in the 1700s.
Okay. I never knew that.
The Sabbath.
Yeah.
He's not talking about the Lord's Day or going with Sunday instead of Saturday or anything like this. The Sabbath.
He looked a little scary, too. I was telling Junior when you were talking to him that maybe the prophecy of your dad would be fulfilled here, that he may just stick a knife in you.
Well, now, my dad, of course, a minister, who I guess only issued one prophecy, according to George, and that was someone's going to knife me.
Well, good luck with your sketch there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I'm a guitar player, so, you know, if you can pass the word out, I call it diary, you know, too much technology. That's how it is, you know.
All right, now wait. He has switched subjects on me tremendously here.
He plays guitar.
Yeah, he issues that he's a guitar player.
Wants you to get the word out.
Wants me to get the word out. He doesn't have a band because he calls it diary.
Too much what? I call it diary too much.
I don't know.
I'm a guitar player, so, you know, if you can pass the word out, I call it diary, you know, too much technology.
Too much technology, what? Craig. Isn't it obvious?
I guess so. I guess I'm missing
it. No band members or anything like that. You know, if you can't, you don't have to, you know, but, you know, I mean, maybe once, you know, would really count. It meant a lot to me, you know.
Do you have a website or anything?
No.
Yeah, like he's...
It's just a 089 situation.
All right, now why do you think he doesn't have a website?
Oh, I don't know.
He could go to the library and start it. you know, a computer there.
It's very obvious why he doesn't have a website.
Oh, there's too much technology.
No, it's a code 089 situation. Perhaps you didn't hear him say that.
I guess I didn't hear him say that.
No, it's just a code 089 situation.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, that guy is, he's not with us.
He was young. He was younger than me.
Yeah.
Any theory on aliens while I have you here?
Just the gas mask was FBB quoted. You know, it's gone really out of subject to where it's never been established as a ongoing subject.
Go Cowboys.
Yeah, you too.
You too. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I just looked it up. A code 089 situation is man without a website, so...
Is it really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, tell me that's not the craziest interview you've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Not since Dr. Flotto have I heard craziness like that.
I mean, Dr. Flotto was... This is just a fascinating peek to me inside the human mind. How does it get to where it jumps that much? And he sits there all day with his thoughts, with those thoughts.
Yeah.
And what is that, just that thin little dividing line between sanity and insanity? Because a lot of the world's greatest thinkers thought strangely like that. They just teetered on insanity, and they would be a genius in one particular subject. But then they would just have whack theories in others and no common sense. Artist
Scary.
Adam.
It is
asking his dead grandfather the same question George wants to ask his father.
No, let's not repeat that question. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 30.